Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the editor-in-chief of the Quarterly Review of Film and Video, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. He joins us weekly. The films Gloria Bell, Dogman, and The Mustang. I must say, you probably should have picked a more animal-named first film, but you didn't.
I would have if I could have. Actually, we do have somewhat of an animal theme this week, although the first film, it is not named after an animal. It is named after a woman named Gloria Bell. And by the way, these are all three really good movies, but in very different ways. Not all of them are for everybody, but I think they're all very, very well made films. Gloria Bell is made by the Chilean filmmaker Sebastián Lelio, and just a very few years ago, he made a movie called Gloria, which was a Chilean film, and it was about a middle-aged woman who is kind of living on her own and kind of looking for some happiness and hanging out in clubs and things like that. The sort of thing we might associate with a movie about maybe a very young woman or possibly a young man. But it kind of took on a very fresh sort of a cast because it was about someone who is a little bit later in life and who does not enjoy all the advantages of youth that when very young people are searching about for happiness in a world that can sometimes seem kind of uncaring. So Sebastián Lelio has now remade his movie as an American film starring the wonderful Julianne Moore. And that is what Gloria Bell is. She's just changed the title by adding the last name of the main character. And so once again, we have a woman who is, she's about in her 50s. And she is living out in Los Angeles. And she is, again, kind of casting about looking for happiness. She has a job, but it's not an awfully fulfilling one. And she is kind of lonely, but not miserably lonely. She has a bit of a family, but she is separated from her husband. And along the course of the film, she meets a man named Arnold, who is played by John Turturro, who is such a fascinating actor, almost always just really engaging to watch as he is here. And he meets a few other people. Gene Triplehorn, who we haven't seen a whole lot of, at least I haven't seen a whole lot of lately, is also in this movie. Basically, the film has a very, not much of a powerful narrative. It's mainly about her kind of off and on affair with this middle-aged man named Arnold, who is having trouble with his own family. He has a couple of grown kids who give him a lot of difficulty, and he has an ex-wife who gives him a lot of difficulty. He's the secondary character in the film, though. The main character is Gloria herself. So what we have is, again, her kind of – she breaks up with Arnold and they get back together again. And then she has a little bit of trouble with this and a little trouble with that. And there's not – again, not a very strong narrative here. But it is so wonderfully acted and so interesting, and you never know quite what psychological twist or turn is going to happen next, that it's just really an engrossing movie. I will also mention, since we do have an animal theme today, our next couple of movies I'm about to talk about are called Dogman and the Mustang. There's a bit of an animal subplot in this movie too, because there is a cat who keeps somehow getting into Gloria's apartment, and Gloria can't figure out how this cat is getting in. And it's a little sort of a recurring joke in the movie. Almost every time she comes home, she's got to put this cat out. And she does everything she can to seal up the apartment, but the cat is back in next time she comes home. So anyway, that's just a little animal motif in the movie. It's unimportant, but it's sort of amusing. And it's this sort of small touch that gives Gloria Bell just a tremendous amount of humanity. I'm not persuaded that Gloria Bell is better than the movie it's based on. Again, made by the same filmmaker, Sebastián Lelio. It's interesting that every once in a while a filmmaker does remake his or her own movie as a Hollywood film. There was a fabulous Dutch thriller many years ago, very, very dark, called The Vanishing, which the filmmaker George Sluzer then redid as a Hollywood movie with disastrous results. The absolutely fascinating and absolutely horrifying Austrian film, Funny Games. Michael Haneke remade that as an American movie with results that I think were very unfortunate. This is a rare case where we have a filmmaker remaking his own movie as an American production, and the result is really, really good. I think, you know, if you see the original Gloria, it's even better, but the new Gloria Bell is a wonderful movie, thanks largely to the marvelous touch of Sebastian Lelia, who's a terrific filmmaker, and also to the terrific central performance of Julianne Moore and the terrific secondary performance by John Turturro. And it's a movie which is made for people who are sort of a little bit farther along in life, and it's always nice to have one of those come along. Again, our next two films are more explicitly have animal themes. Dogman is the next I want to talk about. And this is an Italian film by the very important Italian director Matteo Garrone. And the main character, who is a guy named Marcello, he has a dog grooming operation. And this takes place in some sort of a small Italian city, or maybe it's even just a large town, maybe kind of a suburb. And this guy named Marcello has an operation, a little shop, which is called Dogman. And there he grooms dogs and apparently boards dogs and just does the things that people do for dogs. And this is all very low rent, low end. This is not a fancy establishment. And on the side, Marcello deals in drugs to some of the local people in the community. He's not a big-time drug dealer or a big-time drug trafficker. Again, this is very low rent, low end stuff. But he knows a guy who he's able to buy cocaine from, and then he goes and peddles it to this person and that person. And so that's what he does. He runs his little dog grooming and dog boarding establishment and runs drugs on the side to some people in the community. And that's what he does. Now, the other important character in this movie is a guy named Simone. And he is a very nasty fellow. Marcello is a little guy. Simone is a big guy. Marcello is a very shy, diffident, recessive sort of a guy who just kind of tries to get through life and earn his little money and have his little pleasures. He also has a little girl, a young daughter, who he cares for and who he loves very much. And every once in a while, they go on a scuba diving trip together. But Simone is the opposite. Simone has nothing in his life but a mother, and he is incredibly stupid and incredibly violent. And he gets what he wants by taking it. And he is a menace to the community. At one point early in the film, some of the men of the community sit around and say, "We ought to hire somebody to kill Simone because he is causing nothing but trouble from us. He's a bully. He just is always pushing us around, and every once in a while he beats somebody up. But nobody's got the courage to do this, and they don't have the money or the wherewithal to hire outsiders to do it, so they just decide they're going to have to put up with Simone. But Simone then coerces Marcello into participating in a crime with him, and this has very, very bad results for poor little Marcello. And we realize by the time we're a fair amount into the movie that the basic theme of this movie is that Marcello is stuck in a close relationship with this very, very big, nasty guy named Simone. And what is going to become of him? What is going to become of both of them? So again, it's a study in contrasting personalities. If either one of these guys is even sort of strong enough character to be called a personality, again, Marcello, who is just so, so recessive and so shy and so small, he seems to be a nice fellow, but he's no paragon of virtue. And Simone, who is just this big bull in the china shop of life, causing nothing but trouble for everybody who crosses his path. And you know that this is going to have some kind of unhappy outcome, but it is very unclear as to what sort of unhappy outcome it's going to be. And at one point, I will mention that Marcello spends a stretch in prison, and that adds a whole other dimension to the story. We don't see much of that stretch, but when he comes out, he's something of a different person, and the plot starts to turn in different directions. Dogman is, first of all, it has a lot of terrific dogs in it. You and I are dog lovers, Jill. And there are some marvelous dogs in this movie. It's a very amusing shots of dogs getting baths and things like that. I am happy to report that nothing particularly unpleasant happens to any of the dogs in the movie. It's not that sort of dog film. But there are some just marvelous... we don't see a whole lot of dogs in the movie, but, you know, they're, again, a running motif. And there are some marvelous shots of dogs just being groomed and being boarded and stuff like that, which I very, very much enjoyed. But mainly what we have is the relationship between poor little Marcello and big bullying Simone and what happens between these two. And it's a marvelously acted film. It's hard to imagine these two actors in any other role once you've seen Dog Man. They're just very, very powerful actors, and each one of them conveys a certain kind of personality very strongly. So it's a violent movie, and it has some pretty harrowing scenes in it, especially when we get into the climactic part of it. There's some pretty awful stuff that happens. But, you know, it's within bounds. It's not a movie that is, you know, it's not what they sometimes call torture porn. And Matteo Garrone is a very, very powerful filmmaker, and this is a powerful story, and it's very, very well acted. And again, if you can handle the kind of tough stuff in it, it's a drama well worth seeing. Finally, our film The Mustang, which is the best of these three good movies. It's just such a good film, and I'm very, very, very impressed by it. So there are my repetitive way of expressing that. It is the first feature film directed by Laure de Clermont-Tonnerre, who is mainly an actress, and I think is turning out to be a very, very interesting, well, if this movie is a very indication, she'll have a very interesting feature film career. We have here a story which really takes place just about entirely in prison. And it is about a guy named Roman Coleman, who is a prisoner. He is stuck in a very high security prison out in the desert southwest. And this prison, and we're informed this at the very beginning by a text on the screen at the beginning, this prison participates in a program involving horses. And there are wild Mustangs who still roam the west of the United States. And sometimes the authorities go out and they round up a whole bunch of these Mustangs and they auction them off to be used by the Border Patrol, among other things. And these wild Mustangs have to be trained. And there are some prisons which participate in programs where prisoners who are deemed worthy of the privilege and who are deemed capable of handling the privilege are given the opportunity to work with these horses, to train these horses. And it is felt to be good for the horses, which then they're able to auction off as trained horses. And it is also considered to be good for the prisoners who learn, you know, to interact with others and to care for animals and stuff like that. So our main character, Roman, is somebody who is in a prison, and to his own surprise, and without him particularly volunteering for it, he finds himself in this program working with wild Mustangs, training them and breaking them and working with them and so forth. Now, as we see about the personality of Roman at the very beginning of the movie, he is a real hardcore prisoner. He is very, very unresponsive. He is very, very hard-boiled. He is very, very tough. He is very well armored. He has closed himself off from the world. All he wants to do is to just sit there and be left alone by life. And a prison is really not a bad place for him, one gets the impression. He has a daughter who comes to see him once in a while, but they have almost no relationship at all with each other. But he finds himself, to his own surprise, in this program, and little by little, it opens him up and it brings out the best in him. He has to work with the other people in this program, including the couple of guys who are directly supervising him, and he has to work with these horses. And he's not good at it at first. At one point, when he's trying to train one of the horses to do something, he ends up punching the horse, you know, as if he were in a fight with another inmate. And by the way, it's not too horribly bad. Again, this is a movie where the animal characters, fortunately, are treated pretty well. You know, that's how ignorant he is, and that's how he responds to life generally. When in doubt, punch out. But little by little, he gets civilized by this process as he works in civilizing these horses. And again, it brings out the best in him. There are various subplots in the movie. There's a subplot that involves some drug trafficking within the prison, which he gets involved in a little bit. It's underwritten. It's not very well developed. His relationships with the other prisoners are not awfully well developed either. It's a movie that the screenplay of it could be worked out a bit better. But what the movie has on its side are, first of all, absolutely sensational acting. Matthias Schoenaerts, who plays Roman, is a terrific actor, and he is so good. He just makes this character a full-blooded, three-dimensional figure. You really believe you're seeing a living person on the screen. And then I'll mention Bruce Dern, who has turned into quite an actor in his old age. He's always been a pretty good actor, a pretty interesting actor. But in a movie not too long ago, Nebraska, and now in this movie, he's a secondary character in this film, but he gives a very, very full-blooded performance as the kind of supervisor of this program. And there are other very fine supporting performances along the way. It's a very, very well acted movie, and it's a very, very well directed movie by Laure de Clermont-Tonnerre. who really, really makes the thing come alive. The movie has been criticized for basically sort of being cliches. Really, really tough, nasty guy, closed off from the world, works with animals, it improves him, it brings out the best in him, and that this is all just a bunch of formulas. And yeah, okay, so that's true. But it's such a wonderfully acted movie, and aside from a little touch of melodrama at the very end, I think it's just a wonderfully developed movie. I felt fully engrossed in it from beginning to end. And there are those horses. And this movie is full of the most wonderful footage of the horses out in the wild, sometimes being trained within the prison, the prisoners working with them. For animal lovers, I think it's just a wonderful movie. Also, the woman I've lived with for going on 20 years has done a lot of volunteer work in prisons, and I'm always happy to see the kind of terrific work that gets done by volunteers in prison, such as the people who have set up this Mustang training program. It's a wonderful thing to see this and to be reminded that such programs do exist, and they really do a lot of good. So again, I think The Mustang is a marvelously acted movie, a very, very well-made movie, and a very humane movie, which I much enjoyed watching. So hey, I've got three movies to talk about this week, Jill. That is my, I hope, pretty positive story.
Pretty impressive for pretty positive. Thank you very much, David Sterrett. Films in Focus, the films Gloria Bell, Dogman, and The Mustang.